Article 36 about the magistracy. We believe that the Most High God has established kings, princes, and magistrates because of the corruption and depravity of the human race, and that he desires that this world be governed by these laws and firm polity for the punishment of human evils, and that all things be conducted among people in a right order. For this reason, he has armed the magistrates themselves with the sword, so that they would inflict evil people with punishment, and truly protect good people. Again, it is the duty of these not only to anxiously preserve civil polity, but also to give true effort that the holy ministry would be preserved, and that all idolatry and adultery of the worship of God would be removed from the public square, that the kingdom of Antichrist would be destroyed, that the kingdom of Christ would be truly extended. Finally, it is of their duty to bring it about that the sacred word of the gospel would be preached from everywhere, so that everyone, in turn, can freely worship purely and venerate God according to the prescription of his word. Moreover, all people, of whatsoever status or state or respect they may be, ought to be subject to the lawful magistrates, to pay tax and tribute to them, and to follow and obey them in all things that are not opposed to the word of God, and also to pour out prayers on their behalf, so that God would deem it worthy to lead them in all their actions, and so that we could truly lead, with all piety and honesty, a tranquil and quiet life under their very cells. For this reason, we detest all Anabaptists and anarchists, who reject their superiors and magistrates, and subvert right and law, who make all goods common, and finally, who efface and disfigure the honest order and hierarchy that God has established among people.